This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Hey, welcome back to the Grillin' Guys. Each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are south of town today. We are down in the zoo, Kalamazoo, at the D&W at the corner of Parkview and Oakland, 2103 Parkview Avenue. They have got some incredible Labor Day meat sales down here. They got T-bones or porterhouse steaks. I was back there looking in the meat market. It's about an inch and a half steak back there. You buy one, get one free. They've got whole tenderloin. They got tenderloin mania going on here. Whole beef tenderloin. And I don't think this is just Kalamazoo. It's any D&W store around the state. Whole tenderloin. You got to buy the whole thing, but only $5.88 a pound. Invite your neighbors over. That's almost the price of ground beef, but you're getting a full tenderloin. Invite your neighbors over. Throw out a microbrew beer from Arcadia. Throw down a barbecue in your backyard.
That's
good
right.
Good morning, Bob.
Hey, Jop. It's a good day, and if you're in the neighborhood, we've got the Spartan Mobile Grill set up. Ralph and Sandy are down there cooking up some New York strips that are off the chain. That stuff, they've got just, you know, go over there. They've got them cubed up into nice, big, beautiful samples. I was just over there at the trough.
Yeah, thanks for bringing me none.
Well, it kind of goes with, I owed you that. But right now on the line, we have the king of barbecue from Kansas City, Chris Marks.
How you doing, Bob?
Hey, man, what's cooking out in Kansas City?
Right now, I'm just rubbing some butts and getting ready for a class.
Me too.
I hope they're already, I hope they're from pigs.
I'll have to go look. I'm pretty sure they are.
So, what kind of great grilling advice and can you give us today? It's Labor Day weekend. People are, you know, looking to get their grill on. What could Chris Marks impart these people with here at the end of our show to help them get the grill on?
Well, the great thing about it is it's Labor Day and it's really built to grill. This is what we do and we do the best. You're talking, you've got a great steak. And, you know, the great thing about a steak is don't change that flavor of that steak. You know, a lot of people have a tendency to want to over-marinate or put too much of a rub on it. The great thing about a steak is it tastes great just grilled.
Got that right.
What we also do here is we add a little smoke flavor to it because, you know, we're smokers. We're barbecue smokers. So we want to enhance the flavor a little more. We'll toss it on the smoker for about 15 or 20 minutes side to side. Then what we'll do is we'll take it down to the grill and just flash grill it. So what we've done is we've enhanced the flavor with a little bit of a smoke flavor, give it more of a woody taste that goes along with that char. So, again, you don't want to change a lot of that flavor in that steak because a steak's a steak.
Yeah, well, that's true. And, you know, a lot of this tender ridge and preferred Angus that Spartan sells comes right from your neck of the woods. A lot of those big beef farms that these guys get all this beautiful black Angus from are from out there in the central western part of the United States, from Kansas, Montana. You probably get to see your fair share of swinging tails.
Oh, yeah, we get to see a lot of swinging tails out here, believe me.
We just recently had a spice merchant on the show, and it reminds me of one of your call-ins where you were in, what's the name of that spice store you love to shop in Kansas City?
Oh, down at the spice shop, down at the city market. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I can't pop them off the top of my head, but... Yeah, I know where you're talking about, Bob. Sorry, I can't remember.
I'm coming out to the Royal. I'll get to visit with you a little bit at the Royal. I'm going to spend a day out there and just see what that's all about. But I'm hoping to get a trip over there.
Yeah, well, like and I mean, it's not going to be too far from the American Royal. It's just actually a skip, hop, and a jump over down into the River Market to see that. But it's a great place. It's one of the original spice companies in Kansas City. It's been around since the 1880s or 90s. And once you get into the store, it looks like 1880s or 90s.
Yeah. Well, shopping in spices, I mean, who'd ever thought we'd be doing that, you know? Dad never said that. Well, you are putting on a class at Backyard Barbecue or the Backyard Bash, so I know
Backyard
you're busy.
Bash.
And yeah, and you're say hi to, is it Frank? Who's the owner there?
Jay.
Say hi to Jay for us, and great store. That's the kind of stores we need to pop up in Michigan. But go do your work and earn your fees and teach those people how to do it right.
Oh, and thanks a lot. And also, I did schedule a new class with Zegers, and information will be coming on that here. And we'll be doing a class in December up there at Zeger. Just to let
great.
You know, it just happened yesterday.
Great. Yeah, we need to promote that because it's great when you come to town.
Okay.
All right. And thanks, Chris.
Don't change that steak flavor.
All right.
All right, man.
We'll do.
Okay.
That was
bye-bye.
Bye. That was Chris Marks, world champion barbecuer from Ace of Hearts Barbecue, which is a company I'm closely affiliated with. They make the Good One Smoker and Three Little Pig sauces and rubs. And that boy knows how to scorch some flesh, let me tell you.
Yeah, he does. And I tell you what, he's a humble man, but he's won that Royal, I believe. Is it eight times, Bob? Is that what it is? Or
yeah,
is it nine?
Eight.
Eight times.
And the Jack Daniels one.
Right. And his closest competitor has won it twice. So I'm just telling you, this guy knows barbecue, and it's just a pleasure to have him on our show. But
I won a bottle of Jack Daniels once.
Did you?
It was my bachelor's party.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of bachelor's parties, we got a little man law coming up right now.
Oh. This one has special meaning to me because HiFX Photo does all our site work, and Kurt Hansen, he had his birthday the other day, and I took him out to Little Mexico for dinner, and I didn't have to buy him a birthday present because man law number 16 says no man shall ever be required to buy a birthday present for another man. In fact, even remembering your best friend's birthday is optional. So there you go, Hansen. You got a bonus.
Bob, you know what? I have no idea when your birthday is, brother. Do you know when mine is?
I think it's in June.
Well, you're close. It's one of those other months. But that's cool.
Yeah.
So it is man law, and you're right. You know, it's just not worth it. I'd just rather enjoy your company every day, and if we happen to hit it on my birthday, we'll celebrate.
Yeah, but, and mine's July 23rd if you want to send presents.
Yeah, right. Okay, next year.
Yeah, there you go.
Dang, I missed it. But anyway, hey, you know what? One of the things I love to do, the fall's coming up. It's just around the corner. We're at 85 degrees and sunny down here in Kalamazoo today, but I think by Monday it's only supposed to be a high of 60. So that gets a little juice flowing in my blood about the hunting time and the goose season, the early flying rat season, some of it call it. But the early goose season started on Thursday, September the 1st. And if you get some goose, there's a lot of people don't really know how to cook it. And I've got a recipe we'll throw up on thegrillingguys.com for a grilled marinated goose breast
or
that I'll throw up there.
I like that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But it's made with some of this Whitson from Arcadia. It's got a couple cups of beer in it, some Worcestershire, you know, garlic, salt, pepper, paprika, little meat tenderizer, those type of things. It's a grilled recipe. We'll have it up there. But the thing is, with wild game, any wild game, it's always very, very lean. So one of my two tips on that today, one is marinate it, and there's a lot of great recipes out there, but the second one is don't be afraid to cook it to medium, medium rare, even if it's poultry. It won't hurt you, but you need to get it cooked, but now don't overcook it because it dries out. There's like a 30-second window between really good and really bad.
So you got to eat it really quick.
Yeah.
So right. That's a grillinated goose breast from Randy Joppy.
That's right. The Grilling Guys.
For our closing song, you know, I like to do Michigan artists, and a lot of people don't know this, but Don Henley is from Michigan. And summer's about gone, baby. So we just want to thank you all for listening to The Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL FM every Saturday. We appreciate you coming in, and it's D&W down at Parkview. Got the grilling wagon going. And it's the boys of summer right now from Don Henley. Goodbye.
Yeah. Get out here to the Grilling Guys remote. We're at the D&W, Parkview, and Oakland. Try some of those steaks. They got some great deals out here. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll see you next week.
The sun was out of reach.
die, and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.